Let us start the Mishnah. Nisgalgal chutz letchum. A person had put an erev b'seich hatchum v'nisgalgal chutz letchum. It was nisgalgal chutz letchum. Let's first continue the Mishnah. Or nofal olav gal, or a gal fell on top of a pile of stones, fell on top of the erev. Not accessible anymore. Oy nisraf, or the erev got burnt. Truma, if the erev was truma, benit meis. So the halach is as follows. Mi ba'oid yoim, if all these things occurred, mi ba'oid yoim, ein ei erev. So it comes out when the erev, he had to be kind of shvise, the erev was not good. It was not in existence. It was tamei. It was chutz l'tchum. Mishach ha-sheicha. What is if this occurred after it became night already? So memele. So the erev was kainu shvistim. Harei ze erev. So then it's an erev. It's a kosher erev. Im sofek. What if we don't know when it became tummy, when it burnt? So there's a machlekes tanoi. Rameya v'Rab Yehuda imrim hareize chama gomo. That the person, this Baal Ha'erev, is in hot water. He doesn't know where his makim shvise is. Is his makim shvise the makim harishin? Maybe the erev was nifsal mi ba'id yoim. So he wasn't kind anything. Or maybe his makim shvisa is where maybe the erev was kind. So his bias is not his makim shvisa. Hareze chama gomo. We'll see klar in Rashi what this means. Rab Yosi v'Rab Shimon oimrim sofik erev kosher. If it's a sofik, if it was kind or wasn't kind, we can assume that it is kosher. So memele, he's kind of shvise b'mokim ha'erev. Omar Rav Yosef, av tulmes hayid mishim chamisha zkeinim al sofik erev shekosher. Now let us see Rashi. Nizgalgul chutz letchum. The erev was nizgalgul chutz letchum, einei erev. Hoyel, so Rashi says, why isn't it an erev? Hoyel v'yesh mi beisoy shuhu lon shom. We're speaking about Mestome, he had sent a shliach. He had sent a shliach to put down the erev for him. And he was lon bebeisoy. Is hoyel v'yesh mi beisoy shuhu lon shom ad eruvoy yoyser mi alpayim amo. It was nizgalgul chutz letchum. So where he was now, where his makim shvisa was now, so it's not chazilai. He can't get to it. It's yaisim yapai mama. So memele, it's not a neirev. The mimonev shech kol heiche the kane shvisa, wherever he was kane shvisa, I bebeisai. If he was kainish vise in his bias, so then he can't get to the erev because it's chutz letchum. If he was kainish vise in the makim ha'erev, so lemaise, since he was bebeisei bein hashmoshes, is also lemotzi lemezel olamishkalei. He also can't go to get it, because he's chutz letchum. That means if his makim shvise isn't the makim ha'erev, so he can't go to get it, because he's chutz l'alpayim amo. The Lashain Hazov is mevaya, that Rashi holds, that he wanted to be kaine shvise where the erev will be. He didn't have a miyuchedike kavone to be kainish. He wanted to be kainish vis in the makim anochas ha'erev. So there was a kavonis tomis. So if it wouldn't have been his galgul, so he wanted to be kainish vis where the erev was seichatchum, then everything would be good. if he wanted to be kain, but it was nisgalgul, so now, if the erev will help, so he'll be kain ishvise chutz, he'll be kain ishvise chutz me alpayim amma. He'll be kain ishvise chutz me alpayim amma. So it comes out that he can't come to eat it because he's chutz l'tchum. Le'motzi le'meizel le'mishkalei. Now, the Lashayn Azov is Ma'ira, why can't he come and get it? If you hold a Shavuos, we'll see, Bemison Taisvus asks this kasha. If you hold, according to Rebbe, that Shavuos is Mutter Bein HaShemoshes, so L'chayre, he could go Chutz L'tchum and eat it. What's that? Le'motzi le'meizel le'mishkalei. He could eat it. So he says a very interesting zach. He says, that is true, he could eat it. Midarabonon, he could go, let's say, chutz l'tchum. He could go chutz l'tchum and eat it there. But he says, if he would eat it there, l'maise, he would not have a heter. I mean, if the Erev was koine there, l'maise, he was bebeisoi. He was bebeisoi. So if the Erev would be koine there, he's not allowed to go any place, l'maise, because he's chutz l'tchum. So he says, if he won't derive any benefit, I feel the Erev would be koine, but he can't, l'maise can't derive any benefit from the Erev, because l'maise, he was lon bebeisoi, he was lon chutz l'tchum. So he says, l'haloche, and the Shulchan Aruch we paskin like this, about what the Rebbe said, that a shvus is mutter bein ashmoshes, that is davke, a shvus is mutter l'tzeirich mitzvah l'tzeirich godel. So normally we hold an erev is also considered a tzeirich mitzvah because ein ma'arv and elo l'dvar mitzvah. So he says, but over here, if the erev would be kaina chutz l'tchum, he wouldn't derive any benefit from the Erev, because Lemaise, he was long, more than Alpayim Am away from the Erev. So he wouldn't derive any benefit from the Erev. I feel it would be kaine. So then there's no heter to go Chutz L'tchum to eat it. We can't say that it's Chazilei, because then Rabbi is also Moide, that one is not permitted to go Chutz L'tchum. Because he won't derive anything from the Erev. He won't derive anything from the Erev, so this is a Shavuos that is also, according to Rebbe, if it's not B'mokei Mitzvah. So B'kitzer, the Lashayn Azov says, the Rashi makes him a Monavshech. Rashi just says, Mimonavshech, he won't be able to derive benefit from the Erev. That means if he's Kaina Shvisa Bebeisoi, so it's like Chazilei. And Ibe Ruvoi Leimotzi Lemeza Lemishkalei. But Rashi didn't fear ois. Good, he won't derive any benefit from it. But Rashi didn't fear ois. Where is he Lemeza Koine Shvisa? From the Mishnah weiss doch ois that he's not Eina Erev. He's not here, the Shvisa remains in his house. The Erev is not Koine Shvisa B'mokim Erev. So he says that is Pshat and Rashi, because Bepoyel, it's Leichazilei, since he was in his house, Bein HaShmoshes, and there's a Shavuos to go out, Chutz Mitchumoy, to eat it, and benefit he'll never derive from it, says Leimotzi Lemeza Lemishkalei, so he can't be Koine Eruvoy Chutz Letchum, so Memele, so Leichazilei, he can't eat it there, because he's not allowed to go out to eat it there. So Memele, so it's taken not an Erev, so the Mokim Shvisa is Bebeisoi. Now let us see Taisvis. Nizgalgo Chutz L'tchum. So Taisvis asks this kasha, Afilu Tchumim Derabonon. If we hold the Holy Tchumim is Derabonon, Vafilu L'Rebbe Doma Kol Dovo Shumishum Shvus L'Goz Rolov Bein HaShmoshoi. So Taisvis asks this kasha, why is it called Leichazilei? Lemaise, he could go and eat it. So it's an issa to go chutz l'tchum, but it's Chazilei. Vatachtoismus Aval gav the Bainash Moshe's Motzi le Mishkele. He could take it Vasuye. So the Lashain Azov explains that there's a Yesodistic Machloikis between Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learned Pshat, as we mentioned before, he wanted to be Kaina Shvisa where the Erev is. He didn't make any Cheshbonis. So if the Erev is Teichatchum, he wants to be Kaina Teichatchum. If it was Nizgalgul, he wanted, it was Adas Tome to be Kaina wherever the Erev will be put down, so he wants to be Kaina Chutzlatchum. So if he wants to be Kaina Chutzlatchum, so Rashi makes a Memonevshech that he won't be able to derive benefit from it. Taisvis, he explains, did not learn like that. Taisvis understood the Erev was put down Teichatchum, so that is his Mokim. He wanted to be Kainish Vise in this place where the Erev was put down. Now when the Erev is Nizgalgul Chutzlatchum, so but I want to be Kaina Teichatchum. I want to be Kaina in the Mokim I put down the Erev to begin with. So what is the Shaila? I can't be Kaina Shvisa here. Why? Because in this place it's Lechazilei. Frektach Taisis, what's the problem? I can walk out of the Tchum and bring it back, so it is Chazilei. Taisis Frektach Meiradike Kasha. Taisis cannot answer Rashi's Teretz. Taisis Kasha was, he wanted to be Kaina Shvisa Teichatchum. That is the, he didn't want to be Kaina Shvisa Chutzlatchum. He didn't want to be Kaina Shvisa wherever the Erev is lying. He wanted to be Kaina Shvisa Teichatchum. So this is the place I wanted to be Kaina Shvisa. And I still want to be Kaina Shvisa here. So what is the problem? Bein Hashmoshais, I have no access to the Erev. Taktachtaisis, why not? You'll walk out of the Tchum and you'll bring it back. The Tchumim is a Darabonim, and we paskin like Rabbi, that a Shvus is Mutter Bein HaShmoshes. And if we'll bring it back, the Erev will be Chalbim Koima. He'll derive benefit from the Erev. Frektach Taisis, Machosa Kan. So what is wrong that it wasn't his Galgul? Taisvis, Lushitosi, as Amoyridike Kasha. And that's why Taisvis says, Motzei Le Mishkele Ve'asuye. He could bring it back to the Mokim Shvise, where he wanted to be Kaina Shvise. Emfer Taisvis Azoi. Kiven de Inkone Shvise be Mokim Shenizgalgula Erev. If he would have been Kaina Shvise where the Erev is now, Hoya Oimed Ata Chutzlatchum, ve Ein Loi Ela Arbaamis. If he would have been Kaina Shvise in the Mokim Erev, he wouldn't derive any benefit from it. Hilkach tiknu rabbonon shloyiye erev elukshu b'seichatrum. So Taisus learns it's a takone de rabbonon that an erev chutz letchum should not help. That means, so the Lashain Azov says, Chazal made a loy plug. If I want to be kain in the mokim which I was miniyachit, it should help. If I want to be kain in the mokim where the Erev is lying, it shouldn't help. So we should differentiate and say all times it helps. So Chazal made a loy plug fakel. That whenever the Erev is chutz letchum, it's a tikno. Tikno rabon and shaloi yiye erev. Even though a lomdus it should help, and that's very meduyik, the loshen ha-toisves. Tikno rabon and shaloi yiye erev. Elok shehu besoi chatchum. It doesn't work. The erev does not work if bepoel it's chutz l'tchum. Nofal olav gal, meforish b'gmore. So the Gemara is going to have a problem over here. If the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds Ashvus is Mutter Bein Ashmoshes, so what is the problem that a gal, a koisel, fell on top of the Erev? So the stones are Muktze. So Bein Ashmoshes, it's Roy for him to be metaltal the stones. So Rebbe holds Ashvus is Mutter Bein Ashmoshes, so why isn't it an Erev? So Rashi Meforish B'Gmore, the boy more vachatzine lifnuye. You need a more vachatzine, you need a shovel and a pick to take away the stones. Tahavi meloche veloy shvus. So this becomes a meloche d'yereise and it's not a shvus. Now the meloche d'yereise This is a Loshna Gemara, the boy more vachatzine. Let's just see the Loshna Gemara. Nofa olav gal. Kosal kadaitoch, the boy motzi shokala. If he wants, he can take off the stones. Leima masnisen deloy kerebi. The Kerebi Yoma Koldova Shumishum Shvus Legozru Olav Beinash Moshes. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The boy Shokile can take it off. Zakrashi, the bottom Rashi and Omer, the boy Shokile, Tony Mas Nisan and Erev, Mishum Tilta Lavonim, the Shvus Tarabonanu. It's only a Shvus Tarabonan, so why isn't it an Erev? So the Gemara filu taima kerebi leitzriche de boi mori vechatzine. You need a mori vechatzine to take it off. So the shayla is in, so you can't take it off by hand. You can't be neutral by yodav. You need a mori vechatzine. So Rashi says pshat now in the Mishnah, bahavi meloche veloi shvus. Now it becomes a meloche di eraisa. The Rishonim, well, that besides gewissen, which meloch is this? So the Rishonim say, bebayis, it's a meloch of boine, and besod it's a meloch of chayrish. That's what the Rishonim say. And it would seem, so what's the difference if you can take it off by hand, or if you can take it, or you need a morav achatzina to take it off? Well, the episode is given that the chilek is as follows. If it could take it off by hand, the stones are loosely lying over the yerev, so then it seems it's not considered boine. It didn't become an intricate part of the karke. Like this, other shteltzu, a person is meiser agav shushis ma'ala karke. If you have a mound that's attached to the karke and you smooth it off, so that's called boine, because it became part of the karke, so smoothing it out, that's called boine. So it would seem from the Gemara, if you could take it without this kalim, so it's like a superficial covering over the karke, but it's not considered your boine, the karke, when you take it off. But if you need kalim to take it off, so then it becomes like a intricate chelik of the karke, so then it falls into the category of boine or chayrish. And the Rishonim ask a kasha over here, it is still a darabonon. It's not worse than chayfer gume vein tzorech ela la'afro. He doesn't need the binyan, he just needs, just like chayfer gume vein tzorech ela la'afro. Is a malacha shein tzricha legufe, and it's only asami darabonon la'alacha. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, see, it's also here he doesn't need the yofar, he needs the yerev, but al kaponim, the binyan that occurs through the hasoras hagal, that his ira doesn't need, he just needs to get to the yerev. So it's a meloche shein tzricha legufe. So it's weiter a shvus derabonim. So if it's a shvus derabonim, why isn't it muta bein hashmoshes? This is the Rashbam, the Ritva ask. So the Rashbam says a teretz that it is speaking about ba'are delay. It's speaking about that his karke, so zicha nichalei, that the karke becomes mesukin, so becomes a meloche atzricha legufe. In the Ritva d'Achsamil says that einachanami it's osami darabonon, but since this is doime to a meloche, that means the pula is a pula d'araise, no, out his intent it's a darabonon, such a shvus, Rebbe was not matir bein hashmoshes, like we had in Tosfos, Pachas Midal Adamas, Rebbe wasn't matir bein hashmoshes. So this is a shvus chamura that Rebbe was not matir bein hashmoshes. Truma v'nitmeis, what happens if the erev was trum and it became tomei? So the lechazi loyle di day v'loy lachine, it's not chazi lachila, so it can't be an erev. Mishach Sheikha, if this occurred after Nacht, kva kone Erev bein Hashmoshes. V'Shabes hoyel v'hutro hutro, so since already the heter was chal, it was kind of shvisa there, so it is not necessary to remain there. Sofek im mi ba'oid yoim im Mishach Sheikha, If there's a suffix, was the Erev, did the Erev become Nifsal mi ba'oid yoim, or did it become Nifsal mi shachsheicha? So we have a machloikis tanoim. Rameyev, Rabbi Yudayim, Hareizer, Hamo, Gomo. Hareizer, Hamo, Gomo. Let us see for 1 minute, a picture in the Perish Chai, page 86, the bottom picture. So we see a gamol is a person, when one wants to lead a gamol, he's moishech the gamol. A person wants to be manig a chamoyer, so he stands in back of him with a shtek, and that's how he's manig. So a chamor gamol has to be, he has to be in the middle. Nishta hein and nishta her. He has to be in back of the chamoyer and in front of the gomel in order to be meishich the gomel and manik the chamoyer. He can't be in a different matzev, in a different position. That's a chamor gomel. He has to be in the middle in order to take care of that which is in back of him and that which is in front of him. Zot Rashi. Areze chamor gomel. The misafkelon, we have a suffix now. Ikoni lei ze eire. Was he kinda the Erev, v'hocha havi beisoi, so his, the makim shvisa is where the Erev was. U'mahocha yesh lei alpayim amo l'chol ruach. So memela he has now from the Erev going further, he has alpayim amo l'chol ruach. V'hivsid alpayim shemeiver beisoi v'holo. And he lost the alpayim amo that he had had going in the opposite direction from his bayis, because he was kaina shvisa in the makim erev. Oy shema loikana erev. Maybe he wasn't kaina the erev. Umi beisa yesh loy alpayim l'chol ruach. So mi beisa, that's his makim shvisa, he has alpayim l'chol ruach. V'loikana le'ever eruve klum. And going further, with the direction of the Yerev, he wasn't kind of anything. That's already chutz l'tchum. Umachma sofik zeh. So since we have a sofik, we don't know, was he kind of shvisa b'mokim Erev? Wasn't he kind of shvisa? Is nesa leilech, elo alpayim amo shebein beisei leiruvai. So he can only go in the alpayim amo that is between beisei veruvai. The Memonev Shech Bahanach Mishteri. These Alpayim Amo, he's the Chemuta. Either he's kind of Shvisa Bebeis, or he's kind of Shvisa Bemoke Meruve, but Al Kaponim, these Alpayim Amo, Azicha Muta to go. Avol Alpayim Shemeiruve Veila, the Alpayim from the Erev, Loi, Dilma Loi Kon Erev. O Mebeisi Veilach Nami Loi, Dilma Kon Erev. Nimtza ze moishchai kan leilech. The Erev is moishchem that he shouldn't go from the paim amma mi beisoi. Veze moishchai lekan. Ka odom hamanik chamer vegomu. Just like a person who's manig a chamer vegomu. Sha chamer hoilech lefono veze manigoi. Vagomol hu moishchai. But so Lefanos Lefanov LaAchrov, so Memela the Lefanov LaAchrov, so he's stuck there in the middle. He has no other eitzah where to go. So the same thing, he's like a chamor gomel that he only his whole mokim hiluch is bein abayis lehaerev. Nizgalgal chutz the Gemara. Nizgalgal chutz letchum. So he says, if it wasn't his galgal chutz l'tchum, and if this was mi ba'oid yoim, so l'maise, so ein eruvay erev. Omar rove, loishonu elo shen his galgal chutz la'arba amois. If it was his galgal chutz la'arba amois, so memele, so then it's called chutz l'tchum. Avo l'soich dalad ames, but if it's in the dalad ames of the tchum, Anaisei Neruvoi, so it's good. Anaisei Neruvoi, yesh loy daladamas. Zogt Rashi, Anaisei Neruvoi. Hoyel v'niskaven liknoish shom shvise. According to the Lashon Azov, he said, according to Rashi, he wanted to be kind of shvise where the Erev is going to be. So if this is now chutz l'tchum, Hoyoven is kaven liknoi shom shvise. He wants to be kind of there shvise. Yesh loy arba amois. So he has arba amois where the Erev is now. Probably better v'hoyel dasame. V'hoyel v'hano arba amois. The arba amois that he has now. Mivlaon b'tchumo. These arba amois stretch into his tchum also. It's avelohu kitchumis of Yehev daladamis, that achelik is in the tchum. And achelik is chus l'tchum, so the whole thing is a loch of kitchum. Vavikenoisenes eruvoi bebayishe besoifatchum. This is equivalent to a person put an erev in a bayis that started besoifatchum, and it goes further out of the tchum. Shafiluhu elef amo mahalach eskula, so the whole bias is a din of daladamis and is a din of teichatchum. V'chutzala apayim amo, and the tchum starts when the bias ends. So memele, so if it is in the daladamis, if a chelik of the daladamis is seichatchum, so then it is good. Next Gemara we had said already. Utzriche. So the Gemara says, so we have two fella in the Mishnah. We have Nizgalgul, and we have Nafal Olav Gal. So the Gemara Utzriche. The Eton in Nizgalgul, if it would say Nizgalgul, Mishum Delese Gabe, because then it's no good because the Erev is chutz l'tchum, less a gabay. It's lechazilei. It's chutz l'tchum. Avol nofel olav gal de isi gabay. But nofel olav gal, the erev is by him. It's toich atchum. Aim el heavy erev. He can't get to it. Ari de revi alei. But I would consider that it's huvei ruvei b'mokei mechot. Aim el heavy erev. So it says that, no, since he can't get to it, it's uve ruvi b'mokim ache. V'iton en nofel olav gal mishum de mechasi. Because there, al kaponim, it's mechus and you can't get to it. So mameila, there, it's uve ruvi b'mokim ache. Avon nizgalgul zimnin da osi ziko maisilo. I would think nizgalgul does not mean lechazilei. Since it's possible, just like it rolled out, it could roll back in again. So that should be considered chazilei. Like we had a svare, if they found the mafteach, there's a svafila in Shabbos, so it's called chazilei, because it was oimid, to be able to be eaten. So I would think that even though now it's chutz l'tchum, since there's a possibility that a wind might blow it back in, so it should now be called chazilei. So that's what he has to tell me, that Nizgalgul is no good. And the Lashain Hazov, the Pashas of the Gemara is, in Yesod, both Alei Chazilei, Sai, Nofel Olav Gal, and Sai Nizgalgul. So the Gemara makes that Tzricha, so I would think one is perhaps more loichazilei than the other. The second even of the Gemara is, this is mechuse, so this is called loichazilei. Nisgalgul, it could be it's called chazilei, because a wind could blow it back. So tell me, this is also called loichazilei. According to Lashon Hazav, according to Tosfos, emesin nisgalgul chutz l'tchum is be'emesin chazilei. It's be'emes chazilei. He could be paskin like Rebbe. He could walk out chutz l'tchum and bring it back into the tchum. It's be'emes chazilei. And that was Tosfos Kashe. And Tosfos says that teretz, there was a takone de rabbonon that it shouldn't help. So how could you learn this out from Nafal Olav Gal? This is mamish a mechudish de kedin. This is a real chazilei with mitzvah takon, it doesn't help. So the Gemara, the Gemara seems not as the Gemara seems as takaloi chazilei. The Gemara is to be mechadish with a psachesben of zimnin dos zike. I mean, luchayr dos alone, this alone is a gevaldike chiddush that it doesn't help, even though be'etzem it is chazilei. It says further in the Mishnah, Oy Nisraf, or the Erev got burnt, or Tumah v'nitmeis. Another two cases that it became Loichozile. Frek the Gemara Lomoli. Why does he have to say both cases? Tane Nisraf Loidiyacha Koichai de Rabbi Yosi. That a fellow by Nisraf, by Sofik, Rabbi Yosi holds that it's good. And Tane Trume v'nitmeis Loidiyacha Koichai de Rabbi Meir. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Leidiyachok Nisraf is koichoi de Rabbi Yosi. The afal gav the einoi ba'olam. Now the erev is not ba'olam at all. Afal pikein loy mitzah. It's not also. Let's go a little further. Leidiyachok koichoi de Rabbi Meir. The afal gav the yeshna ba'olam. Even though the Erev is Ba'olam, the Yeshloima Hamidena Bebeina Shmoshes Alchas Kosa, the Kaidem Lochain Tahoira Hoysa, Afalahochalem Rinin Chazaka Lekula. So here in Rav Meir, Rashi explains that Be'emesin did be a big mocking to be Makel. It's a Sophic. When did the Trume become Tomei? Did the Trume become Tomei? Mi ba'oid yoin, or did the truma become tomei la'achar halayla? So there's a suffix. Now on this suffix, the truma has a cheskas tare. So l'chayra we should stel the truma an chazok, and if we stel the truma an chazok, so we'll assume, we have a right to assume that it became tomei as late as possible. That's the din of chazok. We stel the an cheskas tare, that kozma we don't know it was tomei, we can assume it was toya. So it's Tomei, became Tomei at night. So therefore, so that's a chiddish of Rav Meir, that you don't stel an chazaka. Why? We'll have a sugya later. But you don't stel an chazaka. And what is the chiddish of Rav Yosi? The chiddish of Rav Yosi is, it seems you do stel an chazaka. You do stel an chazaka. So Rashi makes a rebuse, even though now it's not ba'olam, loy mitzah. So l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand. I mean, in Chazoke, you have here, let's say in the first case, Nisra. So here you have a Cheskas that it was Kayim. You have a Chazoke that it was Kayim, so you're declaring when did it get burnt? After Shtelunav Chazoke. You have a Chazoke that it was Toyer, you have a Klera Shaila, when did it become Tomei? So you're Shtelun Chazoke. What is the difference if now it's not here or if now it's Tomei? In both cases, now it's no good. The shail is when did it become no good? So both have a chazoke. Why does Rashi see a bigger rebuse? And yeshnei boilam, be einei boilam. The yeshnei boilam, it's tomei. So it's also no good. I saw the Rishash says that Rashi is shver. It's a doichik psitainis. He wants to say, lulei divrei Rashi. By tumah there's a bigger rebuse. By tumah there's a rebuse even though it became Tomei Bershus Arabim. You still don't say Sofik Tomei Bershus Arab. And we say that, so we have another Svore, that means, in this month when it became Tomei, we have a Dover Hanoisif of Sofik Tomei Bershus Arab. So I say it didn't become Tomei then. If I'm claiming was a Tomei then, so you should say Sofik Tumah Bishus Aram. That's to me what the Rishash wants to say. So that is besides Chazok, you have a Svara of Sofik Tumah Bishus Aram. The Rishash says, Perish Rashi Niredochuk, Yeshlofosh, the Rebus Avagavda, the Sofik Tumah Bishus Aram, the Ramei Metarki, I Gavne, yeah, mikoma kemocha machma mitayme de machalkin ameroi de lekamon. That's what he wants to say. So in this man, he says, if I'm clearing, was it tomei, betchilas knises alaylo, I could say sofik tume b'shus harab. So I have perhaps more than chazoke. Zok te gemore weiter. It comes out, though, according to Rav Meir, he says, Rav Meir, we have a suffix. We have a suffix, when did the Erev become niskalko? Mi ba'oid yoim or mi shetechsha? So Rav Meir is machna. Even though we have here a chazoke, we have here a chazoke, a chazkastare, a chazoke shaloi nisraf, afal pikein Rav Meir was machna. Fragt die Gemorre, besover Rav Meir sveike lochumre? Was nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Tomei sheyorad litvel. A Tomei went into a mikveh to toivel himself. Sofek toval, sofek loy toval. So the first case is speaking about is a sofek, did he make a good maisa tvil or not? Did he go all the way down? He didn't go all the way down. Vafilu toval, a second case. Afilu, I know Chloe made a good maisa tvila. Sofak toval, sofik toval, balbo imso, sofik loy toval, balbo imso. Another sofik. I don't know now, when he got out of the mikveh, we measured the mikveh, there's not abo imso. We don't know if bishas tvila there were abo imso or there weren't abo imso. Case number two. Case number three, b'chein shnei mikvois, or a different case. There were two mikvois, and we know klo the matzav, ba'achas yesh bo aboimso, or ba'achas ein bo aboimso, that we know klo, v'tovol ba'achas mehem. Ve'eino yeideya ba'eze mehem tovol. I don't know in which mikveh he toveled himself. In all these cases, sveikai tome. So this was a person that was vadai tome. And there's a suffix, if the tumah became nifkal, yidei tvila kshera or not, was there a tvila, was there a kosher mikveh, did he go into the kosher mikveh? In all these cases, he's tumah. Shteit ba'meh dvorim amurim betumah hamurim. By a tumah, poshet a tumah diyeraise. A tumah diyeraise, so memeile, so then you're machmer. Avol betume kalo, but what if this whole tume that this person had is a tume darabonon kigoy? Sha'ochal oichlin tmeyim, he ate oichlin tmeyim, which is a tume darabonon, b'shosa mashkin tmeyim, or he drank mashkin tmeyim. Or vahaboroi sheveruboi b'mayim shuvim, which is also metamimi darabonon. Oy shenof lo al roy sheval ruboy shloish lugimaim shuvim. So all these cases, he's tomei midarabona. V'yored litvel sofik toval sofik loito. I don't know if he made a good tefillah. V'afilu toval sofik toval barbo imso sofik loito val barbo imso. He made a good tefillah. But I don't know if it was a kosher mikveh. V'chein shnei mikvois b'achas yesh b'abo imso, b'achas ein b'abo imso. V'toval b'achas mehem. V'eino yoideya b'eize mehem toval sveikoi tohel. So in this case, since the whole shaila is negeya atume derabonon, so here we say that he's tohel. This is a stam mishneh. Some is going according to Rav Meir. So we say, even though here he had a cheskas tuma on himself, afal pikein, since it's a sofik derabonon, we're meikel. So lechayre, over here, in our case, here there's a cheskas, there was a cheskas tare on the eire. Nafilu, he doesn't go. With chazoke, it's al kaponim, it's a sofik, so it should be a sofik derabono. So we should say that the yeirev is good. Rabbi Yosi metame, das punkt verkehrt. Rabbi Yosi, who is machmer by, Rabbi Yosi, who is meikel by yeirev, is machmer by tumah derabon. Aber al kaponim, we're up to Rav Meir now. He says, so, in our Mishneh, by tchumim derabonon, Rav Meir is machmer. So you can't assume that it's a good erev. And here by atuma derabonon, Rav Meir is meikel. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi betuma chamure. שניתמו בתומה המתמאוסוי מן התוירה. He became tomei with a tumah that's metama min ha-toyre, kegoin ba'ov ha-tumah. Avol tumah kalo, darabonon hi. Tumah kalo is a darabonon. Ve'ezei tumah is divrei soifun letamei so'odom, kegoin ochol chatsi prasoichlen tmei. Va'borei shiveru boi miyutres dover hain b'yitzies ha-shabos. Va'afilu toval. I know claw he was toivel himself. Yeshleima boy sofik they could still be a sofik. You're going sofik toivel babo himself. Shoye mikvelo foneinu v'nimtza chosa. Now I see that I know claw there was once a kosher mikveh. Now I see that it is chosa. Veinu no yoidim en b'shas tvilo yesholeim. B'achar kach yiser oiloi. B'chein beiz mikvois. Shonu b'kiim. B'echad mehem shleho yeboi mehem somi oilom. And the other one is a kosher mikveh. Sveikoi toir, sta mishne rameyev, Rabbi Yosi metame, lakame makshin, and Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi in the mishne is meikel, and here Rabbi Yosi is machma, filo bayatum et harabon. That's the Gemara's kash. And so let's go back to the Gemara. Kesover rameyev, tchumim diyeraisa ninu. Rameya holds tchumim diyeraise, usveike diyeraise lechumra. So for some reason, we see he doesn't go bosa chazok, elemrinin chazok elekula. So you don't go bosa chazok. So al koponim, so it's a sofik. So here it's a deraise, it's a sofik deraise lechumra. There it's a derabonon, so you say sofik derabonon lekula. Frag de Gemore, v'sova Rabbi Meir tchumim diyeraise? Are you going to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds tchumim diyeraise? Vosnan im einoi yoche lahavioi, lavlioi, v'zu oma rabdistoi bar yanai mishum Rabbi Meir, shomati shemekadrin behorim. Now let us see Rashi, but let us see a picture. There's a picture right there, and the let us first see page 115. Let us see picture 67. The oifen, they were moided tchumim. They were moided tchumim. You had two people holding a hevel, which was 50 amas long. And each one was oiches keneged liboy. And the mele, and that's how they were moided the tchum. That was oiches keneged liboy. Now let's look at picture 68. What if you have, let us see, hoya moideid vihigiyah legai? They were measuring and they came to a valley. Now, if one would measure the valley, they'll go down the valley and go up, so a lot of area will be used in order to go over the oimik. And that is really not necessary for the Indian of chutz letchum. So if it could be mavliyait, that means if we have a klal, you can't measure with a hevel more than 50 amas. So if the area between one side, the aleph, between one side of the valley and the other side of the valley is less than 50 amas, so then we forget about this valley, this distance that is needed in order to go down and go up the valley. We mavliya the whole valley in the way you have one person standing on one side and the other person standing on the other side. And that's how you're moided the tchum. Now, that is if you could be mavliyat, if you could be mavliyat with a chevel of 50 amas. And the same thing we have by a geder. Let's look at picture 69. Also the same thing. Now, if you have a gedder, you have a problem how you're going to measure it. Also, we have this eitz if it's shayich to be mavliya in 50 amets. If you cannot be mavliya in 50 amets, So then let us look at page 118. At page 118, so there's an eitzah, how to measure it. So then we take a hevel of dalet. Let's look at picture 75. And we take a hevel of dalet amis, and we start measuring. Here we don't measure it that both should be holding it keneged libom, because if both are going to be hold it keneged libom, so in that what you're measuring, you're also taking the goiva into consideration, which is really not necessary by tchumim. You don't to take the goiva into consideration. So we make as follows. So we make that the bottom person is holding a keneged liboy. We take a hevel of dalet amis, and the top person is holding it keneged raglov. So therefore, this is equivalent ki'ilu, we made a hole through this gedda, through this tail. That means we are avoiding the goiva of the tail, and we're only measuring the reichev of the tail. And this is called mekadrin behorim. It's ke'ilu, we are making a hole in the har. We are not goyres. We are not goyres the goiva of the har. We're only going with the reichev of the har. And that's how we are measuring it. And this is done with two people, and you go every dalet amis, that's how you measure. Now let us see Rashi, and I will understand what we're speaking about. Tchumim d'araisa, usveike d'araisa l'chumim. So the Gemara said that Rameya holds tchumim d'araisa. So the Gemara said Rameya does not hold tchumim d'araisa. It says, im eino yochir lahav liyoi beperet keitzed ma'abrim. He. Ho yomoy deit, he was measuring. Where the tchum of the ear ends. Velaseish shom simen. He wants to make a sim. Usnan ein moidedin ella bechevel shol nunam. One is only permitted to measure with a chevel of nunam. The gieli guy, now he came to a valley, oile geda, meshupe. The yochel lahavliyoi bechevel shol nun ama. He could avoid measuring the goiva or the oimik. He can go straight. He's mavliyoi. He's mavliya. Va'af al pi sheshi puoi. Now Rashi's speaking about a guy. Even though the shipua of the guy marbes aderech, that makes it much longer. V'imhoya moided shipuoi mikan. Baliyose going down on one side of the valley. Baliyose leiver hashene yesh baikuf oirei shames leich beslom. That doesn't matter to us. Hoyel misvosei el svosei en yoise minun ames. So we go straight. So with this 50 ames, so memela, so that's good. Vim eino yochel lahavliyoi bechevel shel chamishim ames. But what if it is too wide, that a chevel shel chamishim amah is not good? Bazu omar rab distoy barab yanai mishum rab meya. So now we just have to remember, we want to find out what rab meya sheet is by tchumim. Shamati shemekadrim bohorim. So you make ilu, there was a hole going through the hor, and that's how you measure the tchum. Loi mavliyoi bechevel oruch yoiser minun. You're not mavliyoi, you don't take a longer chevel. One will stand on one side, one stand on the other side. That's not a moidin in el bechevel shal nun amet. Can only measure with a chevel shal nun. So that you don't do. I will loi moidit kol medroinoi kemoi shuhu bechevel shal chamishim kekar kechaloke. To measure it, to take the medrain, the shipua, the slant, into the medida of the tchum. And then we'll go with the slant. We'll say it's ke'ilu, this is karka chaloke. You also don't do. The ikar chumrotvei, because then you're very much machmer, because this is not where the true tchum ends, you make the tchum end earlier. Elamoydidoy bachavolim ktanim shel arba amis. you measure it b'chavolim k'tanim shel arba amis. Ba'oichsin boi beiz b'nei odom b'beiz roshei achevel. Two people start holding this chevel. Ha'tachtoin noisin roish achevel k'neged liboi. He holds it by his heart. The Elyon k'neged mal geloisov. And the Elyon is holding it by his feet. U'mistakrin b'chol arba amis k'shir chatzi koimes odom. So we gain that we're not taking into the medida the chatzi koimas odom, which that would make it anashipua. So that would shorten the shir of the tchum. Veloshin mekadrin. What is the translation of mekadrin? K'moy noikven, just like you bore through the mashve midasaho keilu hu nokev. Like it would be, there would be a hole in it. Yeah? So you're going through. The nimtza liboy b'mokim sheraglov oimdeis achshav. So we assume that if there wouldn't be this obstacle in between, so his leg would be there. Shenois nachevel achshav keneged malgalois of havelikul nois and noisy keneged liboy b'karke chaloke. So this is equivalent to, if it would have been karka chalak, it'd be keneged liboy. Kederech kol amoided it. So what did we have over here? So it says in the Mishnah that Rabdistoi bar Yanai Mishum Rameyeh said, Shomati shemekadrin bor. Fine. Fred de Gemore visal kedai toch tchumim diyoy reise. If tchumim adiyoy reise. We do not measure where we need the reisedik measurements. We are not permitted to make such a medida. Where do we see this? The din is that the tchum of an orei miklot is megin under a tzeich. So we need here a de reisedik tchum to measure for to be made in under a tzayach. So ein mekadrin loy ba'orei miklot. Ba'orei miklot we don't use this cooler. Ve loy be'egla rufe. We're mekatsa the tchum, and we measure together with the madrin, with the shipua. Mipnei shehein shel teire. So we see klo. That wherever there's a deraisa deke medida that is necessary, so then we don't have this kula of mekadrin b'horim. This kula only applies when it's only a drabona deke did. So we see if Rab Meir said that mekadrin b'horim, so you see Rab Meir holds tchumim drabona. So we're back where we started from. So what was your teret? That Rab Meir was only mekul By a tumah derabbanan, by tchumim is machma, because tchumim is a deraisa. We see Rav Meir grad holds tchumim derabbanan. Zog de gemore loy kashe. Ha di day, ha de rabbe. Rav Meir personally holds tchumim deraisa. So mamela in our Mishneh, so it's a sofik if the tchum was, if the erev was keine shvise, it wasn't keine shvise, it's a shaila na deraisa. So memeila, you have to be machmi, zacham or gomel. Ho de rabbi, that mishne that says, Rab Meir said, that mekadrin bahorim, that's not he himself holds like this. He heard it from his rebbe. Deikenami, let's be medayik the loshna mishne. Tektoni, bizu, oma rabdistoi, bar yanai, mishum Rab Meir. Rab Meir said, Shamati shemekadrin bohorim. That means not he holds like this. He heard from his Rebbe, the Rebbe haltozoi. So the Rebbe haltchumim the Rabbonon. So he said over this maima what his Rebbe holds. But he personally holds chumim the Eraisa. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ein mekadrin be'egla rufe. Kshebo limdoid heorim shesviveis hacholo. Leida eisi kroive mikulo. Moidit, so there you measure everything. Es haorim vesageis kemoi shehein. Everything goes into the medida. Vav opi shemedrin mar besamide. So this doesn't become a ear kreuve. That's garnished. You make a straight measurement. For a goylem. Shamati, Rab Meir Kamalevi, Shamati, Ikolameima, Shamati, Miraboisai, Ulodidei, Loisvirale. Al Koponim, so we're back to the old Teretz, that by a deraisa, Rab Meir was Machmer, and by a darabonon, Rab Meir was Meikel. Frag the Gemore, Veromi diyairaisa, adiyairaisa, Rab Meir. I'll ask you a stire. I'll show you a deraisa that Rab Meir was Meikel. This not noga be'echod balaylo. A person touched someone else at night. Ve'eino yoideya, he does not know im chai imes. The person he touched, was he alive or dead? But he touched him. There was night. Ulamochar hishkim umotso imes. He woke up the next day, and he sees the person he had touched in the middle of the night is now dead. The shaila is, but what was he when he touched him? Did he become tamei? Didn't he become tamei? Rabbi Meir metayer. Rabbi Meir is metayer. V'chachomim metamim. And the chachomim are metamim. And the svore of the chachomim is shekol hatumais kishas mitzios. That by all tumis you're done. That means now you see klo is a meis. That's the svore of the chachomim. Now he's a mace. So I assume by the suffix, by this bashas the negi, he also was a mace. Kola tumis kishas mitziyosa. And Rameya holds, hastes that no, yishtel the negeya an chazoke. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, noga be'echod be'odom echod. Rabbi Meir metayer. Rabbi Meir is metayer. The Omer ukmei achazoke. Here we see Rabbi Meir tells achazoke. The Esmael chai hoye. Who do you tell achazoke? So Rashi says you tell the meis achazoke. The Esmael Chai Hoye. Alme besveike die Reise. There's a suffix die Reise. The Ike Chazoke, and there's a Chazoke, you go the Kule. Ozel Rameya, Bosel Chazoke. So Memele, the suffix is, what was this person? Bishas Yena was Negeya. So Yishtel, the Himanacheskas Chai. Look, ozo, kula ozo rameya, boso chazok. Mas nisa nami, nezel, boso chazoke. Mi kore ki amchem hosom toira boy. So just like we shtel the meisan chazoke, so let us shtel the erev also an chazoke. So that is the stire to rameya. Let us see Tosfos. Sofik loy toval. Vafilu Tobal. So Taisva says two mahalchim had to learn pshat in this Mishnah. First, Taisva wanted to learn that it's not three different cases. No, it's one case. It's a sveksveike. That means, first of all, maybe he didn't make a good tefillah. And afilu, he made a good tefillah, but maybe the mikveh wasn't a kosher mikveh. So you have a svek sveike lahachmir. Bafal pikein, by a tumme de rabbonon, we are mekel. He says, so the Gemara will be asking a kashe an rameyer a kalvachayma. He says, here by tchumim, you don't have a svek sveike lahachmir. It's also tchumim de rabbonon. And here he's machmir, and there you have a svek sveike lahachmir and you mekel. Zogt Rashi, zogt Tosfos, ach svek sveike nokat, mishum revuse de seife. Dafilo hochi betume kala toyo. So that is pshat, so the Gemara is asking it, the revuse. that even though you have a svek sveke letame, afal piken we metayim. The ritzva meforesh the oi oi ktoni. It is not one big case, it is different cases. Vafilu toval, it's not a hemshech. Afilu, we will assume he was toival. Maybe he wasn't toival. No. Hainu oi, she toval. It means, and another case, either the first case is a sofik if he was toival. The second case is, I know klo he was toival, as a sofik it was a kosher a mikveh. In the parich basar hachi adarabe leime hamed mikveh alches kosoi the eimo loy choso. So let us tell the mikveh and the chazoke v'holoi shaykh le mifri kasovik tov loy loy tov. This is only a kasha if you learn it's a different bove. So we say, and this bove, let's tell the mikveh and the chazoke. Hello, oy, oy, ktoni. Uporich hasei, asofik tovo, babo imso, asofik loy tovo. That is pshat, the Gemara later, that the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. So the Ritzvo learns it is different cases. The Dibra Maskel, it says on the side, is Rameya Metaya. So Rameya Metaya is going on, hastis, it's asofik. We don't know Bishasi was Negeya if this person was dead or alive. So Rameyer is Metaya. Zoktaisis Rameyer Beshusa Rabim Airi Kidisanya Betesefte. Rameyer Metaya Shosofik Tume Beshusa Rabim Toya. So he's Metaya Altsofik Tume Beshusa Rabim. Someone asked the Naida Biyude, so he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. He says, L'chayr, the Gemara is asking from Tume to Tchumen. But just like by Tume. So according to Rashi, it's very good. Rashi learned pshat that he was Metayer because he shtel the mace on the Cheskas Chai. So Memelus of Bishas Negiya, I assume he was a chai. So there you shtel on Chazoke Lohokel. So Memel the Gemara asks, so by Tchumim shtel the Erev also on the Cheskes Tare, that it was Toyer Bishas, Kinyan Bishas, it was supposed to be Koine. But Taisvis learns that it's the reason he's Toyer, because Sofik Tume Bishus Arab. So what's the connection? So again, there's Sofik Tume Bishus Aram. Sveikei Toyer. Here there's no klal of Sofik Tume Bishus Aram. So here we're Machmer. So the Neidib Yudah answered him, Midehechmer Rameyer Betrume. He says, let's understand Rameyer by Trume. Trume Venitmas. Al Kochoch Mishum Doz Linen Kishas Mitziyosa. He says, why take don't you shtel on chazoke? There is a cheskas tare. So al kochach ameya holds that chazoke behashte is olim. You shtel on chazoke. Now it's tome, so I assume that it always was tome. So I shtel on shas mitziyosa. Vim kein svirelei l'rameya, the shas mitziyosa havivadai. So memele, so psagesa teiras vadai the Neidib Yudah says, but who adin benoge echad belaila nezel bosel shas mitziyosan le nezel bosel sofik tume b'shus haram. He says, if it gets a teiras vadai, if it gets a teiras vadai, so here also it should get a teiras vadai, so there's no din sofik tume b'shus haram. I don't understand so good the Neidib Yudah, because how could you say it as a din of vadai? If it would have a din of teiras vadai, he wouldn't be a chama gomel. And Rameyer says that it's a sofik where he was koine shvise. If we will assume that it doesn't have a teiras sofik, so vakel, so the mokim shvise is the bias. There's no sofik whatsoever. The lotion of the Neidib Yudah, the Neidib Yudah says, if by trum is machmer, al kochoch, he holds you go the shas mitziyosam have a vadai. So if it's a vadai, so there's no sofik tumah b'shus harabim. mean, if it would be a Vadai Lachayr, it wouldn't be a Chamar Gomel. I mean, for some reason, it seems Ramei holds that here's a Teira Sofik. But here's a Teira Sofik, so Chayr, we're back where we started from. So by Tumet, Sofik Tumet, B'Shusarab. Al Koponim, that's what someone was Ma'ira, the Noidi viewed, and that's what he answered. Kol Hatmeyois Kishas Mitziyosa. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said that you go chazok ibahashte. You cheshben with what is now. Now this person is a mace, so I assume he was a mace peshas nagir. Taim, the bereish needed nan, beshamay oimer kol hanoshim dayon shato. If an ishe was royedam, the shayla was now the instant that she saw the dam, or perhaps she saw it before. No, the kaisle beis harechem amamid the dam, but could be the riyah was before, she was tummy from before already. So Beishamai says, no, ich darf nicht klären. Kol hanoshim dayon shaton. When they become aware of the dam, I assume from then on they became tummy. A minute before, I assume they were toyah. That's Beishamai. Vafilu Hillel v'chachomim the metamim me'eis leis. The chachomim are metamim me'eis leis. The chachomim say, no, we are chayish, even though now I see she's tameh. Maybe there was a riyah before the kaisle beisarechem or mamed adam. So I assume for the 24-hour period before she was tameh. Fine. That's the chachomim. Hillel's machmer more. He's machmer mipkide lipkide. That means he was machmer from the previous bedike to now. That means that she's tomei from the previous, that there was once a bedike that she was toyer, so from now to then, she is tomei. And from that bedike from before, she's toyer. So there we see others are machmer that since I see now she's tummy, we see by them that they do hold of a chazok et dahashte. Beshame b'chal don't hold of chazok et dahashte. Beshame held of chazok et demikore. Till now she was toyer, ashtel on chazok, and now I see this ari is dam, so now she became tummy. Beshame holds chazok et demikore. Afilu, the chachomim and hilu who do hold of chazok et dahashte, and I say just like she was now tomei, so I have to assume she was tomei before also, meis less before, mekidu lepkidu before. Hainu davke letrume bekotshim oy lekoidish davke lechad lishne. Ava lechulen toy lekuleam. But legabi chulen, this is a chumre baume legabi trume kotshim that yochayish for a chazok et dahashte. But for Chulin, everyone is moide that yishtelan chazok de mikore. Chazok de mikore is better than chazok de hashte. Vamai lo yamrinan, the cholat meis kishas mitziyosan kehocho. So why don't we say here, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, since we see now that he's dead, so I assume that he was dead before. Imemele de negeya is tomei. You shouldn't stell on chazok legabi chulin. Here we say legabi chulin with machmer. Boy, the hosom etarin in law, afilo beshus hayochit, kedemucha hosom beshmaite kamaise, ochem etamin afilo beshus haram, kedemucha with the septa shayvesi, Rabbi Yossi was metam afilo beshus haram. Here we don't shall on chazoke because he was never nivdak if meboy jaymi was chai, because it's only safer. Then you don't shall on chazoke the hashte. The isha nami, given the shriche beidomim, kaine beduke dami, kaine mrinim benida. The isha also was loy nivdak. So we're back to the kasha. He said, Tyson, the kasha assumed that according to Rabbi Yossi, afilu legabi chulon yishtalan chazoke dahashte, and the gemore in nida vaistois by chulon yizicha don't shtalan chazoke dahashte. But oimer ri, so the ri says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Yossi. The chol atmeis kishas mitziyosim lehava elo letrume bekotshim. Gemoy meis leshe benida. We're not speaking about chulon. We're only speaking about trume bekotshim. לפי זה צריך ליישב סוגיה דנידה ושם פירשתי. ושמי נמי ישראל, so ממילא, so now, how does שמי still with this? ושמי נמי ישראל דחל אותו מסקישס מציוס, and so he'll be made it to רבי יוסי. והוד מתאיר מאית לית אפילו לקודשים, היינו משום דחושב אישו כבדוקה, and by בדוקה רבי יוסי also is in מתאמה, אינמי משום ביטל פירי וריבי כדאומה רוסה. Mele, if you'll be machmele gabitaris, or the ball will be poirish, or there'll be a bitl periyadribian, so mele, beshame hold, one should not be machmele. Vim taimele rab meyer de metayer beshusa rabim, es is lefilu legabi trume vekotchim, maishna de bemei sleis, de metame afilu beshusa rabim, kedi oma beirishalmi. The Chacham is as Rab Meir is metame meisleis afilu b'rishus harab k'diyama b'irisham. So we stimmed the two halachas. V'shloime b'isha dike reyes migufo hichmiru tvei. Since it's the reyes migufo isha, so here they were machme more, and here they were chayish v'chazok d'hashter.